Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the star of our show, Terry.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another electrifying episode of The Music and Me, your ultimate sanctuary for all things melodious and heart-stirring. I'm Terry, your musical maestro, and today, get ready to be swept away in a whirlwind of emotions as we delve into the enchanting realm of love songs that have etched themselves into the cinematic tapestry. But hold on tight, because Cupid has dialed up the magic for us. It's Valentine's Day. Yes, the very day this podcast comes out happens to be Valentine's Day. So, from the depths of my musical soul, happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you. Whether you're wrapped up in a snug blanket with your special someone or having a solo dance extravaganza, this episode is tailor-made to be your love-themed soundtrack for the day. Now, before we unravel the romantic melodies that have painted love on the silver screen, let me drop a little reminder. Make sure to follow me on social media for exclusive behind-the-scenes delights, updates, and an extra sprinkle of musical affection. And of course, hit that subscribe button to ensure you stay in tune with every episode. Here's another special request. Share the podcast with your friends, family, and why not? Even your neighbor's cat. Let's spread the joy and construct a musical community as diverse and lively as the songs we're about to explore. Your support is the heartbeat of this show, and I'm having an absolute blast creating these episodes just for you. So grab your metaphorical popcorn, dim the lights, and let's embark on the exhilarating journey through the captivating world of love songs on the big screen. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Now, confession, I'm not exactly the president of the Valentine's Day fan club, but hold on to your heart-shaped chocolates because in the spirit of breaking traditions, I decided to sprinkle a little love into the podcast this Valentine's Day. Why? Well, I had this brilliant idea. Instead of succumbing to the cliches of roses and candlelit dinners, let's dive headfirst into the world of love songs from the movies. And because I can never resist a good plot twist, I'm not just talking about any old love songs. I'm spilling the beans on the ones that transport me straight into the musical realms of my favorite films. But here's the kicker. No musicals and no Disney love songs on today's playlist. I know, that's a shocker. I mean, they each deserve their own episode someday, but today, we're going for the irresistibly catchy tunes that make my movie-loving heart skip a beat. Consider this episode my rebellious anthem, a celebration of love songs with a cinematic twist that'll have you feeling like a star in your own romantic blockbuster. So get ready for a roller coaster of emotions, the kind that only the silver screen can deliver. Grab your popcorn because it's about to get real. And that's real spelled R-E-E-L. Get it? Before we embark on this cinematic love song roller coaster, let's hit pause and ponder the magic of love songs in our favorite movies. Picture this. You're cozied up on the couch, the opening credits are rolling, and bam, the perfect love song swoops in to steal the show. Suddenly, you're not just a spectator. You're transported into the very heart of the movie. Love songs have this enchanting superpower, turning mere scenes into unforgettable symphonies. It's like musical time travel. One note, and you're dancing at the ball with Cinderella, staring into the sunset with Jack and Rose, or feeling the rain-soaked passion of Noah and Allie. So brace yourselves for a journey through the heart-fluttering melodies that have etched themselves into the cinematic landscape of my soul. I'll be sharing tales of love songs that have become the heartbeat of my favorite films, the musical glue that holds the romance on the silver screen together. But here's the disclaimer, my fellow movie buffs. I'll be diving into some iconic scenes and unraveling the magic of these love songs. So, if you haven't seen these movies yet, consider this your spoiler alert. Now, grab your emotional seatbelts because we're about to embark on a roller coaster ride through the world of unforgettable love songs. A curated selection that's sure to make your heart sing and maybe even inspire a movie night marathon. I know it's inspired me to watch all these movies I'm getting ready to talk about. So get ready for a musical rendezvous with some of the best of the best as we navigate the harmonious love stories that have left an indelible mark on my movie-loving heart. Lights, Camera, Serenade. Let's kick things off with the electrifying Take My Breath Away from Top Gun, the ultimate love anthem with a side of high-flying adventure. Every time those first notes hit, I'm instantly catapulted into the danger-fueled romance of Maverick and Charlie. Picture this: fighter jets soaring through the sky, sunsets that could rival any masterpiece, and Tom Cruise looking more dashing than ever, if that's even possible. In my opinion, Top Gun is the one where he looked the best. The palpable chemistry between Maverick and Charlie is perfectly captured in the sultry melodies of this 80s classic. It's like a sonic time machine that zips me straight back to the adrenaline-pumping scenes of Top Gun. And here's a fun tidbit for you. Take My Breath Away is performed by Berlin, a band that brought its A-game to the soundtrack. The song wasn't just chosen at random. Its dreamy vibes and passionate lyrics perfectly complemented the on-screen love affair. So, in the grand theme of love songs that transport us, Take My Breath Away is that nostalgic ticket to the roller coaster romance of Top Gun, where love takes flight at Mach speed. Buckle up, because we're just getting started on this musical journey through the heart of cinema. All right, now brace yourselves for Unchained Melody from Ghost, the soulful serenade that turned pottery into an art form and made every date night just a little bit steamier. Picture that iconic scene with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore, where their hands glide through wet clay and the romantic tension is thicker than, well, wet clay. This love ballad became the unofficial soundtrack to passionate pottery sessions worldwide. I mean, who knew shaping clay could be so sensuous? But here's the scoop. Unchained Melody is delivered by the Righteous Brothers, and let me tell you, they nailed it. The song was chosen for its timeless and haunting quality, creating the perfect backdrop for that infamous pottery wheel scene. It's like they knew this love ballad would turn every pottery workshop into a steamy affair. So every time those haunting chords start playing, I'm not just hearing a song, I'm back in that ghostly embrace, feeling the intensity of that cinematic moment. The way the melody intertwines with the heartfelt scene is pure movie magic, a symphony of love and longing that's etched into my memory. Unchained Melody doesn't just play. It transports me straight into the world of Ghost, where pottery has never been sexier and love lasts beyond the mortal coil. Talk about a ghostly groove that lingers in the heart. All right, hold on to your heartstrings, because next up is another one of my absolute favorite love songs from one of my all-time favorite movies. I Will Always Love You from The Bodyguard, the powerhouse ballad that turned Whitney Houston into the ultimate queen of heart-wrenching vocals. When those opening notes hit, I'm catapulted into the tumultuous love story of Whitney's character Rachel and Kevin Costner's Frank. It's like entering a realm where Cupid himself strummed the chords, creating a cinematic moment so iconic it deserves its own standing ovation. Here's the lowdown. I Will Always Love You is a Whitney Houston classic, and boy, did she own it. The song was chosen for its unparalleled emotion, depth, and power, perfectly capturing the heartbreak and passion of Rachel and Frank's love affair. That scene where Whitney belts out this anthem is not just cinematic history, it's a masterclass in vocal prowess and emotional delivery. The raw emotion in Whitney's voice echoes the highs and lows of their love, creating a musical moment that sears itself into your soul. So whenever I hear I Will Always Love You, it's a one-way ticket to The Bodyguard's roller coaster of love, where every note resonates with the intensity of a love that defies time and distance. Whitney, you'll always have a special place in my heart, just like this song has in the soundtrack of my movie memories. All right. Hold on to your butterfly clips, because next on our list is Kiss Me from She's All That, the infectious pop tune that turned prom makeovers into a whirlwind of romance and slow motion magic. Picture this: Rachel Lee Cook descending the staircase, Freddie Prinze Jr. in awe, and Sixpence None the Richer's dreamy melody providing the perfect backdrop. The song's whimsical charm not only encapsulates the joyous energy of young love, but also whisks you away back to that cinematic high school fairy tale. Kiss Me is delivered by Sixpence None the Richer, and they hit the nail on the head with this one. The song was chosen for its upbeat and whimsical charm, perfectly capturing the essence of that magical moment in the movie. Every time those peppy chords kick in, I'm right there in the halls of Laney's High School, witnessing a transformation that's as much about self-discovery as it is about budding romance. Kiss Me isn't just a soundtrack. It's a time machine to the late 90s, where butterfly clips and teen angst reigned supreme. So, get ready to dance like nobody's watching, because this song is the perfect reminder that love in high school mix as smoothly as peanut butter and jelly. Let's keep the party going as we groove through the nostalgic beats of our next song. Prepare for a shopping spree like no other, because we're diving into It Must Have Been Love from Pretty Woman, the heartstring-pulling anthem that turns buying expensive things into a symphony of emotions. When Roxette's melancholic melody starts playing, I'm strolling the streets of Beverly Hills with Julia Roberts and Richard Gere, where love blossoms in the most unexpected places. Now, let's drop some musical knowledge. It Must Have Been Love is brought to you by Roxette, and they nailed the tender vibe for this one. The song was chosen for its poignant lyrics and melancholic melody, perfectly capturing the bittersweet essence of Vivian and Edward's unconventional love story. Picture this: Vivian and Edward cruising down Rodeo Drive, windows rolled down, and Marie Friedrichsen's vocals echoing the fragile nature of love. The way Marie croons about the highs and lows of love mirrors the film's poignant moments, making It Must Have Been Love a quintessential part of Pretty Woman's romantic allure. So, every time this soul-stirring tune graces my ears, it's a cinematic time capsule that transports me to the world of high-end fashion, grand gestures, and a love that defies societal norms. Here's to the magic of movie music that makes even a shopping spree feel like a fairy tale. Welcome to my interesting fact of the week. Today, let's unravel the mystery behind Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You. This ballad, featured in The Woman in Red, not only snagged an Academy Award, but shockingly picked up a Razzie for Worst Original Song. Yes, you heard it right. This song's got both the golden and not-so-golden touch. How does a tune go from winning the highest film industry honor to landing a Razzie for its shortcomings? It's a musical roller coaster of highs and lows. While the world fell in love with Stevie's melody, the Razzies decided to spice things up with a pinch of humor. The Razzie Awards, famous for poking fun at the worst in cinema, saw something polarizing in this heartfelt ballad. So, I Just Called to Say I Love You became a paradox, adored by many, criticized by some. It's a reminder that art is as subjective as your grandma's taste in music. So, the next time you're belting out this classic, tip your hat to its split personality, part prestigious, part punchline. That's your interesting fact of the week, where even in the world of movie love songs, the line between fame and shame is as thin as a musical note. And now back to our episode. Welcome back, everybody. Now get ready for a whimsical journey through Sherwood Forest with Everything I Do It For You, from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. The power ballad that transformed archery into an act of devotion and Kevin Costner into the hero of our medieval dreams. As Bryan Adams belts out those soul-stirring lyrics, I'm catapulted into a world where arrows fly with purpose and love becomes the driving force behind every daring escapade. Now, let's sprinkle in some musical trivia. Everything I Do It For You is Bryan Adams at his ballad best, and the song was chosen for its epic and timeless quality. The sweeping orchestration perfectly mirrors the film's grandeur, turning it into a love anthem for the ages. Picture moonlit forest, medieval romance, and the ethereal voice of Bryan Adams narrating the epic love story of Robin and Maid Marian. The song doesn't just play. It's a journey into the heart of Sherwood, where arrows pierce not just targets, but the very essence of undying love. So every time Everything I Do graces my ears, it's a musical passport to a realm where an arrow becomes a love letter and a forest transforms into a stage for epic romance. So here's to the harmonious magic that turns archery into devotion and makes Sherwood Forest the ultimate backdrop for love's enduring power. So let's keep this musical adventure rolling as we shoot our way through more cinematic enchantment. Hold on to your dance shoes, because it's time to groove to I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing, the ultimate dance floor anthem that transforms every twirl and lift into a declaration of love. From the moment these iconic notes hit, I'm thrown into the steamy world of Kellerman's Resort, where Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey set the dance floor ablaze. I've Had the Time of My Life is a Grammy-winning hit performed by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. And why was it chosen for Dirty Dancing? Well, it perfectly captures the electric chemistry of Johnny and Baby, making every spin and dip feel like a page from the greatest love story ever danced. Picture the grand finale of the film, the lift that defies gravity, and the euphoria of a love that conquers all. So every time I've Had the Time of My Life starts playing, it's an invitation to relive the sultry salsa of Dirty Dancing, where every step tells a story of passion, rebellion, and the magic of a summer that changed everything. Okay, get your tissues ready, because we're going to set sail with My Heart Will Go On from Titanic, the haunting melody that transformed a tragic love story into an enduring anthem of romance. As Celine Dion's vocals soar, I'm steering through the icy waters of the North Atlantic, witnessing the epic love between Jack and Rose unfold. My Heart Will Go On is the powerhouse creation of the legendary Celine Dion. And why was it chosen for Titanic? Well, it encapsulates the film's heart-wrenching narrative, capturing the essence of a love that transcends time and tragedy. Picture the iconic bow of the Titanic, the wind in Jack and Rose's hair, and the crescendo of emotions as their love story unfolds against the backdrop of impending doom. Every note of this haunting melody is a testament to the intensity of their connection, making My Heart Will Go On more than just a song. It's a vessel that carries the emotional weight of an entire cinematic masterpiece. So as the haunting refrain echoes, it's an invitation to revisit the Titanic's grandeur, the love that defies a sinking ship, and a melody that still resonates across the vast ocean of time. Okay, it's time to go animated. So get ready for some fairy tale chaos and love-struck celebration with Accidentally in Love from Shrek 2, the whimsical tune that turned ogre romance into a catchy spectacle. From the first playful chords, I'm catapulted back into the fantastical kingdom of Far, Far Away, where ogres find love and cats wear stylish boots. Now, let's add a dash of musical magic. Accidentally in Love is brought to you by the Counting Crows, and they nailed the madcap romance vibe for Shrek and Fiona's unconventional fairy tale journey. Why was it chosen for Shrek 2? Well, the song's catchy beats perfectly capture the quirky and chaotic essence of the animated love story. Picture the swampy love nest of our favorite ogre couple, a royal ball turned upside down, and a sprinkle of magical mishaps that lead to accidental romance. The song's upbeat rhythm and quirky lyrics make it more than just a song. It's a joyful anthem for unexpected love stories. So every time Accidentally in Love starts playing, it's not just a tune. It's a ticket to the animated world where love comes in all shapes and sizes. And Happily Ever After is a mix of chaos, charm, and a whole lot of ogre magic. Here's to the accidental love stories that make us dance, laugh, and believe in the power of fairy tale serendipity. Okay, lastly, prepare for a love-struck montage for the ages with Glory of Love from The Karate Kid, the timeless ballad that turned martial arts training into a melodious black belt in the soundtrack of 80s cinema. As Peter Cetera's velvety vocals take the stage, I'm transported back to the dojo with Mr. Miyagi, witnessing the karate journey of Daniel LaRusso and the sweet blossoming of his romance with Allie. Glory of Love is delivered by the legendary Peter Cetera, and the song was chosen for its ability to encapsulate the film's themes of dedication, perseverance, and of course, the glory of love. Picture wax on, wax off training sessions, romantic moments under the moonlit sky, and a crescendo of emotions as love becomes the true Karate Kid's ultimate motivator. Glory of Love is a musical embrace that echoes through time, wrapping the film's themes in a melodic journey that transcends kicks and punches. So, every time those familiar chords play, it's an invitation to revisit the karate adventures, life lessons, and love that triumphs over every kick and punch. So there you have it, my fellow movie enthusiast. We've taken a whirlwind tour through the heart of cinema, exploring some of my all-time favorite love songs that have left an indelible mark on the silver screen. Now, I might not be the president of the Valentine's Day fan club, but when it comes to movies, count me in for a cinematic celebration. From the swoon-worthy skies of Top Gun with Take My Breath Away to the steamy pottery sessions in Ghost with Unchained Melody, these love songs aren't just tunes, they're cinematic time machines. Whether it's the powerhouse vocals of Whitney Houston in I Will Always Love You from The Bodyguard, or the infectious pop beats of Sixpence None the Richer and Kiss Me from She's All That, each melody serves as a nostalgic ticket to the unforgettable moments on the big screen. But hold on. We've also danced through the enchanting landscapes of fairy tales with Shrek 2's Accidentally in Love, and navigated the treacherous waters of the Titanic with Celine Dion's haunting My Heart Will Go On. And who could forget the melodious black belt in 80s cinema with Peter Cetera's Glory of Love from The Karate Kid. These songs aren't just a soundtrack. They're the heartbeat of cinematic love stories. And every time I hear them, I'm transported back to those magical movie moments. So here's to the power of film, the thrill of unexpected love stories, and the melodies that make every movie night a celebration. Happy cinematic Valentine's Day, where love and movies collide in a symphony of entertainment. And as the curtain falls on this love-infused cinematic journey, I hope these melodies linger in your hearts just as they do in mine. Whether you're snuggled up with a special someone or having a solo dance party, let the magic of these love songs transport you to the captivating realms of your favorite films. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to ensure you never miss a beat on The Music and Me. And join me next week for an extra special Broadway-themed episode where we dive into the enchanting world of a musical all about love. It's a musical extravaganza that will have you singing along and tapping your feet. So tune in, spread the word, and let's make next week's episode a Broadway love fest. Until then, keep the popcorn popping and the music playing. Cheers to the magic of cinema and the love stories that linger in our hearts. Peace out, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day.
This has been the Music and Me podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss a beat.